Welcome. Welcome to this energy session on being consciousness. We've talked about this so many times because it's the truth. And it takes a while for us to really understand and get that we are consciousness and not our mind thinking and not our emotions and not our body and things like this. So that's all good. Yay. When you fully realize it, and what I mean by that is you make it real for yourself, then everyday challenges are less impactful. Things that used to disturb you no longer disturb you. It doesn't make them go away, it just makes them affect you less, so that you have access to better choices and are able to carry them out. And what we refer to is that is freedom, true inner freedom, freedom from within. And this session is going to help us get there. So just be. Take notice of yourself. What are you sensing? Now choose to be in the center of the core being. As consciousness. Just choose to be in the center of the core being. Have the thought to activate the base chakra. Are you sensing anything different? Has the mind quieted at all? Have the emotions lessened and become easier to handle and deal with? There. In the center of the core of being, let's just ask for divine peace and breathe that in through your nose if you can, not essential, but do breathe in divine peace and fill the center of the core of being with beautiful, wonderful divine peace. In the center of the core of being, as you fill it with divine peace, you, with a capital Y, start interacting with that divine peace. Perhaps you start feeling energy. Perhaps the mind has slowed further. The emotions gotten calmer. Although if the emotions are really peaked, they're not going to totally calm out when you do this. There's other tricks for that. Good. You know what? That energy you're feeling right now? You are that. And what we're trying to do is see everything not from the perspective of the five senses that you're used to, but see everything through those five senses from the perspective of consciousness. It adds extra depth to what's perceived. And there's other things that develop as you practice it. And it's just that simple. So like we always do in these energy sessions, let's create some safe, sacred space to do some work. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yesharel. to come forth now and create safe, sacred space within which we can do this work and orient the cube of space in absolute perfection and help us understand and help us realize that we indeed are consciousness and not just the temporary effects from the incarnation. That we came here to experience the incarnation and learn and grow as consciousness. There's a lot of evil out in the world. There's a lot of darkness out in the world. I'm of the light, and I choose to serve the light. Hopefully you do too. Let's be in the center of the core being. Activate the base chakra. Choose to be deep within the I Am presence. And we can go to the alchemy of all this some other time. But just choose to be in the I Am presence and receive three relaxed deep breaths. Three. Relaxed is more important than deep. And through your nose is a bit better than through your mouth. And we're not sawing wood. We're not doing some fancy kind of breathing exercise. Just three. Relax, deep breaths. And then choose to be in the center of the core being again. Have the thought to activate the base chakra. That's the one that's below the feet and not on the body. And what you're feeling now, what you're experiencing now, is a more purified form of you. You are made up of mortal bits and immortal bits. So let's talk about that for a little bit. The crystalline structure that you hear people talk about. I've mentioned that myself. What is that? Well, that's a structure, a layered system in multiple dimensions. The human body system is within, I think, 24 dimensions. We're only aware of three in the brain. So that would be your electromagnetic body, which has all the chakras and marma points and nadis and meridians and all kinds of stuff. The physical body, which has all kinds of named parts because people like naming things. Then there's the emotional body with all its layers and sublayers and interconnected layers. And the external personality, how other people perceive you, is part of the emotional body. Just part. There's other things in there too. And then there's the mental body, getting further and further out. And the causal body. And those bodies are the main bodies of the incarnational system. But there's more. After the causal body, we have the astral body, the etheric body, the awakened body, the light body, the radiant body, and the ascension body. Different people's systems use different ways of denoting this, that's because there aren't really those bodies. It's just our way of looking at it. It's our way of perceiving. It's our way of understanding that we are more than this. Good. Good, good, good. Now, in the center of the core being, we're going to ask that you can experience your immortal bits, your immortal self, consciousness. Right in the Bible, it says we were created in God's image. God is not a person. God is not some Charlton Heston kind of guy in the sky. God is consciousness, the sum total of everything in existence, the way I define God. Okay? God was there before anything else was there. Sometimes I refer to God as the pre-existent one. Right? And God said, let there be light. And there was light. There still was nothing, but you could see it a lot better, to borrow a line from Ellen DeGeneres, which I thought was pretty funny when she said that. Yeah. Consciousness. We know that it has substance to it, but we don't know what that substance is. Science hasn't caught up to that yet. And that's okay. We'll get there. You don't have to know how a car works in order to drive. You don't have to know about the carburetor and the pistons and this, that, the other thing. No. There's a gas pedal and a steering wheel and a brake. And some people, the most important part is the volume control on the radio. You can drive without knowing how it works. You can be a person without understanding the mechanisms of being a person. Before you understood anything about digesting food, you were able to do that and digest food. It's that innate. You are consciousness. And once you start making that shift to see things as consciousness, rather than as your local incarnation, your perception will change. You'll start getting more information and seeing more and being more. That's how people open up their gifts, whether they're spiritual gifts or psychic gifts or both. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, that's why a lot of people come and look at this stuff. Because they don't like how things are. And they want things to be different. They want them to be better. I don't think anybody wants anything to be worse. Good, good, good. So let's be in the center of the core being. Let's close the eyes and let's ask to have an experience right now of not only consciousness, but you as consciousness. Perhaps you'll get an experience of you. And here's consciousness and you're looking at it, kind of concept. Not really looking at it, but you get the gist. And you might get the experience of being the consciousness, looking back at the incarnation. That's what I'm hoping you'll get. A very famous teacher once said, I am that. Not this. I am that. I am consciousness. Things to think about. So let's just be in the center of the core being now. And ask to have that experience, perhaps even all the way to the shift, so you start perceiving as consciousness. Be grateful for the opportunity. I can't think of a single spiritual gift that doesn't come from gratitude. I can't think of a single one that's not worthy of gratitude. So it's with that heart. Just be. You can always return to this state. You can always pause the recording if you like. But what are you going to be doing today? What are you going to be doing next? Let's ask for the energy, the Shakti, the divine energy, intelligent energy, that would be beneficial and that would aid us with whatever we're going to be doing that day, that morning, in our next meeting, in our class. Try it now. Ask for that energy and then just breathe it in. There's an active part to it. Breathe it in with your nose, if you can. Fill the center of the core being, and then we're going to activate it, which means turn it on. We're going to energize it, which means we're going to kick it up into the excited state, if you remember your science classes. We're going to amplify it. Well, that's like on the oscilloscope, right? If you've ever seen that, it's like turning up the volume on a stereo. And then we're going to anchor it on our node. So we are in phase, the waveform is in phase with our node. And that little dot is how we entered into the physical body system in the first place. Yay. Good. Let's ask for this energy, whatever it is. Please, you ask for what you need and just breathe it in. One must ask for it. And then one must allow it. So just have the thought very quickly in the center of the core being to allow these energies to affect change for a positive outcome. Next step, accept it. You have to accept the energy for it to do anything. Then the energy will integrate and then it'll implement. Try that. See if that works for you. It's good. Because let's say you're going into a business meeting. The energies that you've asked for are going to be very present in your field as you go into that meeting. And it's going to affect the meeting. So if things like divine peace are there, people will feel more calm in the meeting. It's a good thing. as consciousness, you can also ask for the energies to heal this, that, or the other thing. But then you need to accept it and allow the energies, no matter what you're doing, you have to allow the energies to permeate your entirety. And what do I mean by your entirety? That means all of your mortal bits and all of your immortal bits. And that's a good thing. And this is the basis, this is the start of being able to be successful using spiritual alchemy. Does it circumvent God? No, not in the least. God is ever present. Does it circumvent the amazing accomplishments of Master Jesus? Absolutely not. Does it circumvent any religious philosophies? No, not one. You're just setting yourself up to be even more in tune with that, whatever it is. If you do this kind of work before you do prayer work, before you go to church, synagogue, mosque, that's great. Try doing your prayers some week as consciousness rather than as a mind. That's a good thing. Good, good, good. So let's just be as consciousness. In the center of the core being. And I don't do this very often, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for the energies that would benefit the people who are going to be watching this video. And I'm going to emanate and radiate these energies and impregnate the recording with them. These energies are referred to as darshan, blessings from God, a gift from God, however you want to look at it. So just be, hopefully choosing to be in the center of the core being, but whatever makes you comfortable. Give me a moment. Make yourselves receptive. There's clearing energies in here, healing energies in here. There's loving compassion in here. So many of us are without that. Just accept it. Take it in. Allow it and accept it. And be really, really well. Perhaps you'd like longer energy sessions in this forum, maybe shorter ones. Let me know down below. Maybe you have questions down below. Maybe you have a few extra bucks this week. Great. Click the link down below. Please donate. Shopify costs money to keep it going. It costs money to maintain the website and to keep the website going, even though I do a lot of that myself, which is why there's so many little errors in it here and there. then I clear them up as people point them out. But yeah, let's keep this work going. It's good stuff. It's working. It's helping. And think about, what's your goal for learning this work? What's your goal for attaining in this incarnation? Let me know. You can write to me an email, or you can put it down below. I do check for messages quite often now. And thank you. Thank you so, so much for all your support. God bless you, amazing, exalted peace of consciousness.